I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on the impact of Governor Schwarzenegger's budget on low-income dental services in California. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. As budget hearings get into full swing in Sacramento, health advocates and lawmakers are once again in a tug-of-war over public healthcare funding. Governor Schwarzenegger's budget proposal calls for about $1.1 billion in cuts to Medi-Cal programs. That includes a 10% reduction in Medi-Cal reimbursements for providers and an end to Medi-Cal coverage for chiropractic, podiatry, vision, and dental services for adults. Dentical is the state's main provider of dental services for 8.5 million low-income, elderly, and disabled Californians. The reimbursement rates are already some of the lowest in the nation. Only 40% of the state's private dentists currently accept DentiCal. With the latest proposed cuts, even fewer dentists will serve Medi-Cal patients, says Liz Snow, Chief Strategy Officer for the California Dental Association.
We're starting to already hear from individuals who are looking at dropping out of the program because they're tired of every other year hearing that the state's getting ready to cut the program.
Snow says defeating the governor's proposed funding cuts is the CDA's number one priority this legislative session.
If either one of the cuts go through, either the 10% reduction or the elimination of adult dental, I think the dental Medicaid program in the state of California will be devastated for quite some time. If both of them go through, I think effectively you have a program on paper only. The costs go up on the medical side. Patients who are in pain because of oral health conditions, they won't be treated in the emergency room. They'll be given antibiotics, and the pain and suffering will be dealt with until ultimately people find someone who can pull the tooth.
The state's community clinics provide the safety net for uninsured patients and Medi-Cal patients who can't get in to see a regular dentist. But the governor's proposed cuts could seriously undermine that system's ability to continue functioning, says Carmela Castellana-Garcia. She's CEO of the California Primary Care Association, which serves nearly 4 million Medi-Cal and uninsured patients.
The Medi-Cal program is the backbone of clinic funding in the state of California. Between 40 and 50% of the revenues for clinics statewide are Medi-Cal. We also receive a range of categorical dollars, all being impacted by the state budget cuts, and there's also some significant federal dollars that come to California as well.
The proposed budget cuts would slash about $1.5 billion in federal matching funds for state health care, according to an analysis by the Assembly Budget Committee. The governor's plan would also limit reimbursement for children's dental care to $1,000 per child and increase premiums for families to $3 a child. Castellana Garcia says even though the cuts mainly target adult dental services, they would inevitably affect children as well.
If you eliminate that dental benefit, not only we're not going to have the reimbursement for those adults, but it will be a crippling blow to these dental programs because the Medi-Cal reimbursement is the core funding stream for the dental practices in general that the clinics have. They might not be able to provide the dental services at all in the clinics if this core part of the funding stream is eliminated.
It's not the first time in the past decade that public health care funding has been in the crosshairs, but previous budget battles have ended in those funds being partially or fully restored. Supporters of state dental insurance say even a temporary loss of funding could be devastating. They look to the experience of Michigan as an omen of where California may be headed if adult benefits are cut. In 2004, Michigan axed its dental, podiatry, and chiropractic care for adults on Medicaid in order to save about $20 million. Soon, the Michigan Department of Community Health began to notice that costs were just shifting over to the medical side. As one healthcare policy analyst describes it, like squeezing a water balloon. Before the cuts, only a quarter of Michigan's dentists accepted Medicaid patients. After funding was partially restored 2 years later, only 15% of dentists resumed taking Medicaid, and many of them limited the number of Medicaid patients they would see. California's Dental Association says, at the very least, the state needs to be boosting existing programs to help prevent dental problems in the first place.
There is a school-based program, the Dental Disease Prevention Program, that is also slated for a 10% reduction. It's the only school-based oral health care program in the state. In our opinion, it's long overdue for an expansion. So we're looking at whether there is a way that we can look at potentially raising revenue for that program and not only keeping it intact, but potentially expanding it. there has not been a significant focus on prevention in California ever, and it's time that we start looking at building a prevention infrastructure so that we are not so susceptible to the increased cost of something like a Medicaid program, because we're actually preparing people's oral health earlier on and not needing the treatment dollars later on.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.